Hey guys, John Henry Spann here. Got a great episode for you coming up. If you enjoy it, please make sure to leave us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars, like us, subscribe us, share us with people. Thanks so much for listening.
This is producer Ben, and on this episode of Honest to God, it is episode 100. 100 shows, over 100 topics, some canceled episodes, and a whole lot of memories. This week, we're bringing back a lot of classic voices to Honest to God as we recount some of the best memories from the last 2 years of making this show. So join us as we dive back into the past 100 episodes of Honest to God.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, super pumped to be here. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Honest to God, a production of AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic radio. We're rocking and rolling today, man. This is exciting. I've never gotten to sit across the table from you like this.
Feels weird.
Yeah, a man who needs no introduction. It is the one, the only, producer Ben.
Producer Ben.
Welcome, Hello, Producer Ben. I was trying to think of your tagline for Red Baron Media. Ginger with a camera.
Ginger with a camera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one and only Ginger with a camera. No other redheads have been able to master technology.
You know, I did find out there is another redhead named Ben on the UNG campus who is a photographer.
There can be only one.
Yeah,
you got to figure out.
I have my plans.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Do you ever see the movie Jet Li, the one? I feel like I've talked about this on the show an inordinate amount of times. It's a great show. Yeah. It's a great movie. Essentially, Jet Li plays like half the characters in the movie, and
it's great.
The setup is there's like an infinite number of multiverses or something, and all of them have a Jet Li in it, and Jet Li has to kill all the other versions of Jet Li because every time he does, he becomes stronger. But now this is the Jet Li from our universe fighting that Jet Li. Maybe that's what's going on at UNG.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a special day today.
It is.
It's our 100th episode.
100th episode.
100,000th episode of Honest to God. Just 100. How many zeros? Two?
I think we're at 3 zeros now. Yeah.
Are we?
Okay. It's hard to keep track with this many episodes, but 3 zeros, I think.
This is cool, man. Yeah. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
We're, and this won't come out for a while. People don't realize how many episodes we've got.
No, I'll try to make this our 100th episode posted as well.
Oh, cool. That would make sense. Mm-hmm. It'd be weird if it. Yeah. We're going to have we got a whole smattering of people here today. We got producer Julian with cameras on some other people.
Yeah, we've got our all-star staff that's also going to be
peanut gallery
part
over there.
Of the next this episode. They're going to all be on at segments.
We have every single guest who's ever been honest to God over there. Super exciting.
Yeah.
Off to Hannah's right is just an infinite like line of people. It's not just 5 people who didn't have anything else to do today who came up here. It is every single guest ever on the show.
Except for Jeff Goldblum.
Who stood us up again? Yeah, he's killing me.
I even had a beer with him this past week and he said, Ben, this is gonna be the week that I come on Honest to God. And then he texted me this morning and he says his cat has like a tumor or something.
Oh my gosh. Freaking Jeff Goldblum.
He doesn't even have a cat.
What's the opposite of brought to you by? This episode of Honest to God is brought to you by everything except for Jeff Goldblum's freaking cat.
Yep.
Who doesn't count. All right, let's get started. Can we pray? You want to get started with prayer? Can you lead us in prayer? Have you ever done that before?
I've never led us in prayer before.
Will you please lead us in prayer?
I'd love that. Absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, be with us now. Come to us as we film this 100th episode of Honest to God. Thank you for all the memories that it's given us, all of the experiences, all of the conversations that have been had, that have been controversial, funny, inspiring, whatever they may be, Lord. They've all been inspired by you, including this 100th. So be with us now as we record this and any future episodes of Honest to God, and wherever us or any of the panelists go. Protect us, guide us, and help us to do your will each and every day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Us and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give you an 89.5, round up to 90 for you.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Appreciate it.
It's pretty cool. So I want to start off. We're gonna talk about a lot of Honest to God stuff. It's going to be kind of wonky because we're going to have sort of a rotating group of guests come on.
Yeah.
But I want to start with the elephant in the room. Ben, you're not producing.
Yeah.
You're not, producer Ben is not tickling keys anymore. We got producer Julian tickling the keys now. What the heck's going on with that, man?
So I feel like I got to give a little bit of background to me joining Honest to God before I get to where I am now in terms of Honest to God, which was about a year and a half ago, a little more than that. I remember you came to me and you said, hey, I'm doing this radio show with The Quest. Do you want to be my tech guy? And I said, yes, absolutely, totally. Let's do it. And at the time, I had just recently gotten back from Chicago, living there for 5 months. And so
big shout out to Spirit Juice Studios.
Spirit Juice Studios, good people. So I just gotten back from there looking for work, looking for really anything to tickle that part of my brain that lets me do AV work.
Right.
And so it was just a blast. Had some of the meetings, the preliminary meetings up leading up to Honest to God, getting into it. And then we started recording the episodes. And you know, we were going great. And I was working at the time. I had then gotten a job at Linear Technical College, which is a local technical college close to us here, as their main AV coordinator, working full-time for them, 40 hours a week. But then this past December, or this past October, I made the decision to leave Linear Tech and just pursue my own thing full-time. That's around the time listeners, watchers on YouTube started seeing the Red Baron Media logo appear at the end of every Honest to God episode.
Heck yeah. That great name, by the kind way. Of
a, thank you. Appreciate that. Little tangent, the reason I chose Red Baron Media is because when my parents first got married, they were doing wedding videos together as a little side hustle, and the company that they did it under was Red Baron Video. Cool. And so I wanted to do a little bit more than just video, so I made it media, but that's kind of where the name came
that's
from.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, before I was born, too.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, they both have red hair, so that makes sense.
Neither of them do.
That's an old that's an old thing from a long time ago. This disagreement we have over your parents' hair color, and you are wrong.
The only one.
I will die on the hill that you don't know what color hair your parents have. I'm dead serious.
I've known them for at least 21 years.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't known them that long, but I'm still right and you're wrong. All right, sorry, I didn't mean to derail you.
So I decided in October to leave my full-time job and pursue Red Baron Media full-time. It had been 8 or 9 months at that point that the company had been a thing, but it was really starting to take off, and it was to the point where I could break away and just run it as my own thing. And so now that's what I'm doing. I you know, have a couple shows that I produce. Honest to God is still one of them that I'm still editing all of these episodes, but I'm starting to phase away from that as well, just because I don't really have the time for it. I love the show. I love all the people on it.
We love you,
Bill. But I the Lord sending me bigger and better things.
Maybe. I don't know if they're better. Larger.
Larger.
You're working with people who are larger.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Go ahead, sorry.
One of these people, the other show that I edit for is Adventures in Imperfect Living with Greg and Jennifer Willits.
Yeah,
if you know Rosary Army. So I'm doing a bunch of work for them, as well as just trying to, the end goal for Red Baron Media. Right now it's client work and photography and things like that. But the end goal is producing short and long form feature films.
Cool.
Yep. Getting to the point where I have the ability, the budget, and the team to make great films that I can be proud of, and
that's super
people
cool.
can get good things out of. So that's kind of where I am.
Well, we miss you, man, but yeah. I get it. I totally get it. I feel like I ought to make a joke and make light of it, but I'm not going to, because I don't know. I love you to death, and we're still close friends. So hopefully you'll still swing by and pop in on the show every now and then.
Of course, every now and again. I only live like 10 minutes from here. So when you guys are doing it up here, I'll probably pop in if I can.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Annie used to live about 15 seconds from here.
She did. Yeah. But she left because, you know.
Yeah, I know. We all know. All right.
We all know.
So we're gonna be rotating through some guests here, but I do want to talk a little bit about some favorite memories and stuff like that. But first, did I hear this correctly? For the first time ever, technology has advanced to such a point through Red Baron Media.
Yeah.
That we actually have a show notes.
Yeah, our cyberspace division has made some great breakthroughs in interdimensional camera technology.
Are we comfortable for the first time ever actually showing?
You know, we've done some preliminary tests, and we're pretty sure the psyche of our audience can handle perceiving Shonutz Benny in his entirety.
Because, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but my understanding was that it wasn't so much an issue with technology as much as it was the fear that he would be able to drink the souls of our viewers through their eyes.
There was some skepticism on that front. Yes, there was a strong majority of us that suspected that was the case. But after some tests with, you know, a few other gingers and things, we checked it out, and I've seen him.
I was talking to Red Baron Media's VP of dystopian technology, and he said that that there was only like a 6 in 10 chance that everyone would lose their souls through their eyeballs when we put this on. Is that correct?
That is down from 9 in 10. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, those numbers are good enough for me. Let's get to it. Shonos Benny, welcome for the first time ever to actually being on air on Honest to God. Here we go. All right.
There he is.
That was great. Uh-huh. It was accurate, is what I would say. That is what I, not so much see, I would say more experience, and everything that is true and good is like fights against whenever that is. But takes great show notes.
Yeah, he does.
So big shout out. Thank
you
so
much.
Get
ready for some dreams tonight. They get interesting after you've seen them.
The dream. It's less of a dream, is more of like this sort of full body immersion into that which should not be. That's how I could best explain it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you so much, Show Notes Benny. We're excited. Maybe we'll have you on again soon. So let's get back to Honest to God, episode number 100.
Right.
I've had a blast. I really enjoyed this show. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this since for about a year and a half now. Is that what we said? We just did the math.
Just about a year and a half.
About 18 months of Honest to God. I don't know. Best memory. I'll start off with my best sort of hokey memory.
Okay, go for it.
Which is not so much you shaving your leg on camera, but you putting the pink razor in the like thumbnail of you of the episode that you shaved, or like when we got to I don't know, some subscriber count or something.
I can't remember what it was at this point.
No.
It's been so long.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was fun.
I enjoyed that.
Let me think. Favorite memory. I think just the surprise that was our Bollywood episode. 12% of our audience now is from India.
Once again, big shout out to the subcontinent. Continent. We appreciate you over there. And listen, I'll say it, all right? The Indus River should still be in India. Listen, I don't want to get involved in Pakistani, Indo-Pakistani conflicts, all right? But we here at Honest to God are real big supporters of India, so keep it up.
Yeah. Our clip that went along with that came from that Bollywood episode is now at 10,000 views. It is 1/5 of our views on YouTube.
And that episode was essentially, we were just saying, isn't it lame that in RRR, everyone tries to pretend like these guys are gay when really they're just really good friends?
Yeah.
Obviously, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I've been doing this thing lately, and I've done this with a couple of talks and whatever, where I'm kind of sick of trying to come up with some intellectual explanation for why obvious things are obvious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I totally
don't
know.
I got so much negative feedback. I don't remember what it was on. It might've been, I think it was on, it was on Pints, Pints with Aquinas sometime last year, where I said, women shouldn't be police officers or firefighters. That's obvious. And I don't want to talk about it. and then they try, I was like, no, we all like know inherently that that's correct. So I'm just going to stand by that. I still do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it, but, so anyway, that's where I'm going with all of this. It's just, I'm not sharing. I'm not going to argue about things that are obvious.
Cool.
Yeah. What else? Any other good, bad, ugly? Seriously.
Good, bad, and ugly.
Not too bad.
from Honest to God. You know, I remember if a friend of the show, Emma Smith, I'm really, really close now with her boyfriend, Ben.
Does he have red hair?
He does not. No.
Oh,
that
was
dodged
close.
A bullet there.
Yeah.
But we went on a men's retreat. You gave a talk at that men's retreat.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Wait, which one was he? What's his last name? Social Security
Coppinger.
Number, home address. I don't really know what. Won't help.
Yeah. He's got dark hair.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Sure, he's a great guy.
But anyway, we shared a room there. It was the
Lucky
Ben room.
Guy. Emma's amazing. She's such a great girl.
Oh yeah, they are adorable together. Yeah. It's fantastic. But I heard about him first in the Honest to God studio when they first got together.
Yeah.
Like I walked in and to the room, and Emma was like, "Yeah, I started dating this guy named Ben." I was like, "Not me. I would have heard about that."
Surprise.
And then I met him like 2 weeks later, and he's a super cool guy. I think he's probably gonna come over tonight and smoke a pipe.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. That's been kind of my favorite thing. The segue from what you just said is the sort of the people that you meet and all, like, I do feel like from a community building standpoint, I think a big part of the reason why we started the show to begin with was community, right? We talked about that a lot early on, and this idea of, especially once you graduate college, there is sort of this, there's not that many things that minister to you. There's not a lot of ministry. There's not a lot of apostolates that really focus on that groups. And so unless you're married and having a family and getting into parish life or something, right? it's kind of difficult. You're sort of lost in a big way. Mm-hmm. And the number of awesome people that I've met, and from forever ago, people like that I still think about fairly regularly, who were on an episode over a year ago. I still think about how good Tahir is at praying pretty much every episode.
Yeah. Do you remember Tahir? Oh my God, I love Tahir.
Tahir, who had gotten married.
I haven't seen him since.
I know. He was on one show. Yep. He killed it. And mm-hmm. then we never saw him again.
Yeah. Set the bar really high for all prayers after that. Yeah.
He's a Byzantine too, Hannah. Yeah. I know that you're here somewhere. And I that's why I give him credit for being so good. The Easterns really killed the prayer.
But yeah, the community aspect, that was a big like driving force for me, like really enjoying being on the show, because I wasn't in college. And so, you know, being 18, 19, not being in college is really hard to make friends because all the young people are in college.
Right.
So this gave me an opportunity to meet a lot of people that I wouldn't have normally, like Dan, and like a lot of the people from different college centers around. And now that I'm at the point where I'm living in a college town, still don't go to college, but I hang out around all the college people like very often now, basically daily at this point. It's been a good transition point for me, and like kind of kept me going until I was able to find that community.
No, that's super cool.
Yeah.
There have been so many positive things about, and so many, I've loved the ability to just talk about whatever we really felt like talking about. Like, I can't wait for Lord of the Rings episode number 3. Mm-hmm. I really want to have Jaira and Marion back on to talk about whatever random, actually, going forward, one thing I want to see more of is getting into some of those rabbit holes of pop cultural whatever. Mm-hmm. I would love to have an episode where we just have somebody talk about, I don't know, John Cena for the day. But seriously, like you can really hone in on some really specific things.
I thought you were going to say John Senior, and you guys should absolutely do an episode on John
Cena. We should have John Cena and John Senior, an episode where we talk about both of them, but we never talk about who we're referencing.
Yeah.
And then that'd be cool. No, big John Senior fan. Part of my Lenten thing is I'm reading The Restoration of Christian Culture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's nice. One of my books for Lent. So, yeah. Super into it. All right, producer Julian, how's this work? I know we're at 16 minutes now. Is there do we just keep a rotation going of new people?
We can pause. We can bring somebody
else. Should producer Ben sit in my lap so he stays on air?
No, I'll just be in the corner of one of the cameras.
Okay.
But like, you don't know which one and you don't know where I'm going to be there.
Up. Yeah. Sometimes you're coming down from the top of the phone.
Every now and again, I'll hold up a sign with like a really, really adverse opinion on it.
That sounds fantastic. do we stop? Do we...
We can pause real quick.
I tell you what, instead of pausing real quick, let me cut over real quick to show notes Benny, hear his input, because I think he has a lot of thoughts on sort of the direction of the show from here.
Yeah.
And while we're doing that, we can swap out. Other than that, Ben, hopefully not the last time in front of the camera.
You never know.
Love you to death, brother. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I'm a big fan. It's been
love
great.
You too.
Let's keep it up.
Appreciate it. And to our audience, I say good luck and get ready to see show notes Benny.
Yep. Yeah. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Honest to God, a production of AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. And we say a production of now because we're syndicated. For our 100th episode, we've been syndicated. I think we will have been syndicated for about a dozen or so episodes before this.
Yeah, out in Athens. And if you know anybody else that might be interested in picking us up, reach out. Send us an email.
And if they're not interested, what you can do is you can go on their phone and then you can go ahead, go to YouTube and then just go ahead and subscribe and like everything,
please.
All the videos. That would be fantastic. We are back. Sorry, I'm a little giggly because we had this big conversation about ASMR, Honest to God episode, and how dumb that would be right before we started back.
Show Notes Benny cut it out real quick.
Show Notes Benny.
He was not a fan.
Really been throwing his weight around lately. Yeah. I think it's going to his head. I don't know if you can say that about non-corporeal beings, but it's going to his head a little bit. So we got Leah here. We got Hannah here. I mean, this is weird because this isn't really a whole half. It's like a 15 minute show. But you said you had a fun fact.
Yeah.
For our 100th episode, fun fact.
Exactly. So I was talking to my dad a little bit about like family history. And he was telling me how, so my great grandpa came over from Ukraine when he was 14. And one of the first things he did was build a Byzantine Catholic church in Connecticut called St. Nicholas.
Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. It's close.
You need
down.
To go. Oh, is it
and
really?
I'm so sad. Yeah, but I thought that was so cool. I've like, so like I found like the little pictures of it and I was like, that's just cool.
What does that mean he built it? Was he like a
I don't know. He just like was the founder and he just got it together.
He showed up and got everybody together.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, you know, Byzantines were small and few, so I'm sure he had to find them.
Y'all are growing though, I think.
I think people are like starting to really like the bells and smells and traditional.
People love tradition, man.
Yeah, because you're going to the Byzantine Church now, no, right, Lee? Where are you going?
Roman Catholic.
So. Okay, well, I mean, I'm one of those, so it's not. You don't have to sound so disappointed.
But I do. I'm super excited, but I like tradition. I love tradition. Yeah. I want smells and bells, everything.
Go to St. Francis de Sales. You've been to St. Francis de Sales?
No.
You need to go check it out.
I want to take her to an actual traditional Latin mass because I haven't taken her one before.
St. Francis de Sales.
Yeah.
St. Monica's does a really good one too.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Father Jack. So this is fun because you're a veteran. You've been on here 100 times, Hannah, and then Leah. I think you've only been on here a couple of times, but you were our first ever conversion story, mm-hmm. and it was killer.
And that's about to come full circle because I get confirmed next
Shut
weekend.
The front door. On Easter?
Yeah.
No way. So like first communion and everything is on Easter?
Baptism, everything.
And you're doing confession this week or you already did it?
I actually did my first confession. Yeah, I did it earlier this week. Yeah.
All right. Forget all the stuff we had planned. Tell us all about your first confession.
Okay. So it's actually so funny. I kind of procrastinated it for a while, obviously, because I the thought of like telling somebody your deepest, darkest secrets was kind of gross.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing that we do.
Yeah, cool. So I, studied up on it. And
by a weird thing, for the record, I mean something that was established by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before he founded the church. So that wasn't a knock. Go ahead.
Once I learned the importance of it, I felt like I was ready for it and I did it. And what was so crazy to me is I think I was kind of ready for like a scolding. So I'm like saying like the worst stuff I feel like I've ever done. And the priest just has like this huge smile on his face the whole time.
Wait,
and
I'm you like, did face to face too for your first one? Yeah. You go. All
I was
right.
like frown. I was like, that's foul. I'm pouring tears. And I'm like, be mad at me. But he wasn't. He was super good.
Do you mind telling us who your confessor was?
Oh, Father Michael at UGA Catholic Center.
We talked about him before. He is one of the most joyful people I've ever met, to the point that it's really intimidating. Yeah. I gave a talk not too long ago at UGA and I made the mistake of making frequent eye contact with Father. And it's like, to quote Annie Glockner, staring into the face of Jesus. He's a really wonderful holy priest.
He's so cool.
What a good man. That's really cool. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the church. It's our 100th episode. I'm going to say that 10,000 times today, which I'm really excited about. I'm going to try to say it 100 times.
100 times. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not actually. I feel like I would be obnoxious.
It might keep count.
But y'all have been here. You've been here since the beginning. You're one of the first ones, right?
Yeah. Yep. From like the moment we did the little Zoom call in the van. I was in a van and we were all like, okay, let's throw out the names. Yeah, on the road trip. And we're like, let's throw out the names. Let's see what's going on. And yeah.
Who came up with the name? Does anybody remember? Was it you? I thought it was you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good job, man.
Thanks. I'm glad it stuck.
And now we're spanning at least 3 continents, right? What are the YouTube stats? How many?
3 continents, multiple radio stations.
Nobody in Europe?
We have over 1 million.
We got Europe
engagements.
Too?
Yes, we're in Europe.
That's 4. Oh, we got Australia. 4. We got the good one, us. We got India, which is part of Asia. I've got on good authority. And then apparently some European folks. What else? You got any other? Run the stats back
just,
there?
Just shout it out there, producer, but former producer.
You can make it up. No one knows. And Antarctica? That'd be cool. Do they do that? You would know that. Ben, they do like, can you get stats from on YouTube from Antarctica? No, they gotta have internet access.
I can report that we have over 1 million engagements and we have close to 50,000 total views. Actually, over when this episode airs, we'll have
1 million,
over.
So 1 million people have gotten engaged because of Honest to God on AM 1160. Yeah.
Bless up, bringing marriage back.
I'm positive that's not what he meant, but that's how I take it.
I think that's what he meant.
I like that better anyway.
Here's a question I wanted to dig into. I'm going to ask the next couple of people this too. Where would you like, or what do you think we should do sort of going forward, right? Because, immobility, right? An unwillingness to change and move. That's a really great sign of death, right? So the idea is to continue to move forward. That's kind of depressing. And as we grow, and we've been, praise God, we've had some great success thus far. But what would you like to see happen in the future? Like anything from topics to format to having a separate show that's just producer or a show notes Benny. Like, what are your thoughts? What do you think?
That's a great question. Just off the top of my head, like, obviously we didn't have time to prepare, but I wouldn't be against a little debate, like not all Catholics agree on everything. So a little bit of healthy debate would be good.
There's so many things with the church, and I'm sure we've talked about this before, but where the church says, all right, so doctrine is X, Y, and Z, right? But A, B, and C, y'all just fight it.
Yeah,
fight it out. Y'all can all disagree about that. I do think that's really neat, right? About everything from evolution to, I don't know, disciplines in the church as opposed to doctrines in the church. Like, there's a whole lot that you can absolutely argue. I like that idea a lot, Leah.
Thank you.
Cool. Who do you want to debate? Hannah.
I was going to say, we agree on most things, yeah, but I mean, I think it'd be cool to see like more traditional Catholics versus the more, like, what do you call the charismatic Catholics? That'd be an interesting discussion, I feel like.
That would be super. I feel like here's been my problem, right? And it's actually really good and beautiful, right? And the universal nature of the church, but it's frustrating. A lot of times, not a lot of times, I think, rightly, right? Almost all the time, right? When you have people who take their faith very, very seriously, and it's not coming from a place of like spiritual pride, which unfortunately you do see a lot in the church, right? That's something that I struggle with. Mm-hmm. You'll have the really like not exciting, clickbait worthy, but really good, virtuous answer when you have those arguments between, right, be it sort of your quote unquote rad trads versus your, you know, charismatic Catholics, hands in the air kind of people. A lot of times, like the right answer, what it normally comes down to is, well, yeah, as long as you're like within the church and you care about your faith and you're not being heretical, good on you.
Right.
Which is good and not nearly as exciting as if they were ripping each other's throats out.
Yeah.
I would actually love some non-Catholics to come on the show.
That's what I was thinking.
Or like some Catholics or like some people who grew up Catholic, but then like kind of fell away and are kind of like in their own area. Cause I meet so many people and they're like, oh yeah, like I grew up Catholic. And I'm like, oh, so what's happening? And they just, it's not even like most of them have gone to a different religion, but they're just stagnant. And so I'd be really interested to sit down and talk with them and just go through like, okay, so like where are we losing people back? Like in this range from like 14 to 18.
Right. Here's a gauntlet I'll throw down right now. If you are someone who is listening or you know someone who is listening who was Catholic and then left the church for a reason other than for a doctrinal reason, for a theological reason, a reason that's not, oh, I didn't like their stance on this, right? But who has a doctrinal reason, a theological or philosophical reason to no longer be Catholic, I would love for you to come on air and I will tell you why you're wrong, or I would have somebody else tell you why you're wrong. And I'm not trying to be mean, that's kind of tongue in cheek, but I would love to have that discussion. I feel like a lot of times it comes down to some sola scriptura argument, and that's a really fun path we can go down. But seriously, please get them in touch with us.
I'm going to take this opportunity right now. We are not some mega church daddy, church of God, church of Christ. We are the universal church. And one of the great things about Honest to God is now you can join us, become a media minister like we have in mega churches. We've got a bunch of crew needs. We're looking for production crew, social media crew, YouTube Boost team, as well as merch crew. We have a lot of plans. So if you are interested in being part of any of that beyond just the talent that you see sitting there talking, give us a call, give us a text. I'm going to put the number on the screen, and the number is 770-663-8007. So please consider joining us. We would love your help. We are growing so fast and we need the help.
I was distracted because I spent that whole time pantomiming to Hannah the types of merch we want to have. I haven't even heard about the merch.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's a new plan. It's coming forward. So as long as we can get some people on our media ministers to join the Honest to God ministry, because we are a ministry.
Yeah, we are.
And there's even a hint, there's plans of a possible retreat for the crew at some point.
Heck yeah. I want to come. Sounds fun. Yeah,
well, you'll give a talk.
Am I invited? Oh, cool. Me. I just want a squishmallow that's me. That's what I want. That's my big merch wish. And we could do a squishmallow that's producer or that show notes Benny that is just a bucket of sand that's always really cold. Like that would be neat. I don't even know where that joke was.
This is why John Henry is the host and not on the merch crew.
I am just a pretty face, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of pretty faces, Hannah and Leah, what else? I love that. That was like the debate thing's the best thing I've heard in a long time. What?
I mean, I feel like this is like goes without saying, but I'd really love to see like longer, more like laid back episodes.
Yes.
Like throw like a couch in here and then like just sit and dwell on things for a while and talk through things for a while, because I love when we get into something, but then I really don't like then when it's like, okay, 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I feel like we barely scraped the surface.
Yeah, those are the constraints of radio, right? Which is frustrating. Yeah. But I would love to be able to do the long form YouTube only or YouTube/Spotify/Apple, right? Mm-hmm. Podcast only kind of episodes, because that has been, if I had to if I had to name my biggest frustration of the show so far, it would absolutely be sort of the time frame, which is great. I mean, once again, this is a radio show. Big shout out, big thanks to AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio, that got us, that has gotten us started and that has worked with us and provided so much for us. It's been huge. But there's a constraint when you're dealing with the airways and when you're dealing with commercial breaks and all that stuff. And I would love to talk about literally anything for hour. I feel like I could very comfortably have a very, very long conversation about anything. So I love that. Yeah. Long form Joe Rogan-esque.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're not getting Joe on the show. Well, Joe's not coming. Jeff's coming still. Jeff Goldblum's going to be on. But
Okay.
Cool. Best memories or favorite episodes or anything? I would love to hear your thoughts.
You go first.
I go first. Yeah. Well, that was okay.
I'll allow you to go first.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to... I really actually liked her conversion story.
It was fantastic.
Which is so stealing from this.
Yeah,
from her.
It was a little thing.
But just being like on the outside of it and like watching it go through was like really cool. And then like Julian's came out. So all the conversion stories have been really like, I really have enjoyed that format. Favorite memory. Okay, there was this one episode where we were doing all the games. I don't even know if that aired or not.
Oh, I don't think it did.
My eyes.
It got too intense.
I'm cutting her off. No. My favorite memory was when I was keeping score for that episode, and it did get intense. I don't think it aired
because it got intense.
The air in the room was thick.
We were doing the chip challenge with the
hot. Yeah.
And I was sitting on the floor behind, and I was every single second, I was just like, I did not know what was going on.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
The memory hole. The memory hold episode that we made disappear from the original What's On Your Mind. It probably needed to disappear given what the show is about.
I think we all grew from it.
Yeah, we're all better people now as a result. 100%. That's awesome.
For all the people who didn't watch, we went on an island and it was like survival. Mm-hmm. I mean Survivor. And so like we had to do all these challenges. It was just really stressful. So.
Yeah, it was like Survivor meets Alone meets like Gladiator. It was a cool thing.
Yeah, show notes menu was there for the whole time. And I think that really added to the frustration.
It was intense.
Yeah, just having everyone be able to hear my thoughts through him was bizarre. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. Well, I think we're almost at time for this. This is weird, all these little micro segments. Yeah. Speaking about wishing that we had more time, thank you guys so much for being on here, y'all. Seriously, thank you for all your time. I've loved getting to know you guys. I've loved all of this. I've known you forever. I just met you, though, a few months ago. Yeah. But big thank you, big shout out. We are going to be right back after a really quick break. You're listening to Honest to God, a production of AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Why are you laughing, Mackenzie?
No reason. Continue.
Do you want me to do my ludicrous from 2004 impression again?
Yeah.
We can't for copyright reasons, so I'm not allowed to say that on air. That being said, you are listening to Honest to God, a production of AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Big shout out to our... I keep getting on the syndication thing. I'm just excited about the syndication. It sounds cool, right?
Yeah, I agree. Shout out to Athens and anybody else who has joined us at this point. I'd be surprised if we have not maybe gotten Augusta. We're trying to reach out to them.
Yeah,
that'd be great. So welcome aboard Augusta if you're here.
We're on in Athens live from the Acropolis. That was a dumb joke. All right, so we are back. We've got Mackenzie. We've got Annie. Y'all have been here from the very beginning too, don't you? Or haven't you?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much, so. Yeah.
Yeah, you, right?
I was on the very first one, but I was in the very,
No, but I mean, you were in, the planning pilot. Stages, oh, right, yeah. Early on? Like
I was in the van with the Zoom meeting, the road trip.
And the
mini-wheats.
The mini-wheats.
Yeah.
Yeah. That won't mean anything to anybody. No. But I do remember the... Man, and I was so proud of myself. I went, 2 months without learning what Cameron's name really was. And then somebody told me, and I'm mad about it because I wanted it to be one of those relationships where I never knew what the guy's name was.
Yeah.
I know that's weird, but I have a couple of friends like that right now who I don't know what their real name is. They're not close. We don't hang out. I wouldn't call them friends. Anyway, I want to dig in a little bit on this segment. I want to dive into a little bit of controversy because controversy sells, and producer Julian tells me to be controversial because apparently it's good for clips.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Comment down below your favorite controversy.
we've had some good controversy on the show. We get occasional hate mail, which is always good. It really is. I appreciate it because I do feel like if you're not bothering people, then you're not right? You're not doing it right with all things, not just controversy for the sake of being controversial, but unfortunately, right, when you teach or talk about truths that have were universally agreed upon until 15 minutes ago, but nobody agrees now, that is controversial somehow. So I would love to go back in the Wayback Machine here and talk about controversy from past episodes, and then maybe get into some controversies that we haven't discussed previously. Do you have any favorite blowups?
Only one I can think of that I was on was when Ben was like, oatmeal raisin cookies are the best cookies.
That's the kind of hard-hitting controversy that I was referring to. Yeah.
And then he proceeded to bring us cookies. I don't remember what episode that was, but he brought us these cookies. He's like, everyone eat one.
And they were terrible?
And they were horrible.
Yeah, they were so bad. Yeah, which is a shame. Ben made some oatmeal raisin cookies today.
I ate one, and they were really good. I don't like raisins, so.
I don't like raisins either, but I really like oatmeal raisin cookies.
Not hard-hitting, but...
No, I mean, to be fair, right? We don't normally dive into really bad, you know, crazy stuff on this show. We just kind of talk about the church's teaching on things sometimes, and that hurts people's feelings, right? Whether it be some LGBTQ+ nonsense or talking about sort of controversial topics with the magisterium or getting into sex abuse scandals or things like that. And I think mine is actually a pretty low level scandal too, but we got significant amounts of hate about it. The Gaston episode.
Oh.
That really ruffled a lot of people's
feathers. So upset in the comments. I was like, wow.
Yeah. We stand by that. We were right. You guys are wrong. I mean, I think you guys probably disagreed with me.
I agree. Gaston's
the hero of Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I disagree.
You disagree?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm kind of like neutral/agree.
Yeah. I think that he's important for the storyline. Like, you can't have Beauty and the Beast without him, obviously.
But
he's not the hero.
But he is, though, so that's the point.
Okay.
No, okay, well, we can do this again.
We'll drop it.
John Henry, actually, for our listeners that are new, especially in Athens, could you give us a 60-second, maybe 30-second overview of how is Gaston?
Yeah, how is 30, Gaston 60-minute overview. Here we go. I'm kidding. I can do it in a minute, I think. All right, so let's look at Beauty and the Beast from Gaston's perspective real fast. All right, and there's a version of this for pretty much every single Disney movie, because all of those cartoon Disney movies from the early 90s, this is to quote Jaira, were psyops to manipulate the way that we think. There, that is kind of controversial, I guess. Gaston is a jerk, right? Let's go ahead and take that. That's a fact. I'm going to write that over here. He's a jerk. All right. That being said, from Gaston's perspective, this beautiful girl, Belle, who's living in this poor provincial French town, right, who separates herself totally from her community and dives into books, but not good books. The girl's not in there reading Kempis, right, Imitation of Christ, right? She's reading trashy romance novels referenced repeatedly, right, in that opening song and whatever. For the record, only talking about the animated version, not the live action. That doesn't count. That's not canon. I decided. But, he is attracted to her and not all these other women who are throwing themselves at him, right? So while he's a jerk, he is not taking advantage of all these young strumpets hurling themselves at him. Instead, he is interested in this girl who sees a lot of potential in, but sees her wasting her time reading these trashy romance novels, all right? And he's kind of, once again, he's not a really nice guy. He's kind of arrogant. He's kind of self-centered. That being said, said girl's father emerges from the woods. He's already kind of kooky, ranting about some monster that lives in the woods and kidnapped his daughter. And so what does he do? He has him removed from society. You don't want crazy people running around the streets, spreading fear in your poor provincial French town. A bunch of, you know, these people who don't have the same grasp of reality that we might have. And there's all the superstition. So he has him removed from society. But then what happens? A literal monster kidnaps that girl. An actual monster who is a real life, flesh and blood, giant beast kidnaps this beautiful young woman, and Gaston, in his magnanimity, goes and tries to rescue her. He gets a mob together. What the heck else is he supposed to do? His only real flaw in Beauty and the Beast is the fact that he is briefly a coward there at the end and tries to stab the beast in the back. But once again, if a tiger is kidnapping a child, right, and I go to save the child, and then I fall off a cliff, and the tiger catches me and pulls me back up and then turns around to head back towards the child, I'm going to think, whoa, that was crazy. Anyway, I'm still going to kill this tiger because I'm a good guy. I don't want that kid to be mauled. So Gaston's a good guy.
Well done.
I got one for all of them.
What's important in that situation is that you don't think of the end when he turns into the prince, that he's secretly the prince. You have to disconnect
yourself. No one knew that.
Nobody
knew that.
Gaston doesn't know.
Yeah. I don't think Belle knows.
Belle doesn't know.
Belle doesn't know he's going to turn back. And a lot of the, you know, we can do the same thing with Beauty or with Little Mermaid. There's a lot of those Disney movies that when you really read between the lines. But, sorry, I'm hijacking this. What would you like from a controversy standpoint? Not, once again, not controversy for the sake of controversy, but what sort of, I don't know, hot button topics do you think we ought to get into as we move forward? I'm all about talking about next steps here. Mm. What do you think? What should we cover that we have not covered?
In terms of hot takes?
I mean, you can give us a hot take you'd like us to dig into, or you can just say, hey, you guys really haven't talked about X, Y, or Z. We did a whole episode on birth control that was great. Did a whole episode on NFP that was great. Mm-hmm. We had a really spicy episode talking about the Crusades and all sorts of stuff that I really enjoyed.
Have we talked about why priests can't get married? I feel like that's a hot topic that a lot
of... Do you really?
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of people that don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
And they like come at it with so many different perspectives of like, I don't know, maybe not different perspectives, but like, I don't know. I feel like that's a hot take of the church.
Ask Father Anything episode. We haven't done one of those in a long time.
Yeah.
And those are usually really, really good. And we get into all those types of things because it's real cute for me to sit here and talk about it and then go home and hang out with my wife in my house later. Right. But it's another thing entirely for a priest to talk about why he sacrificed marriage and children and sex and all that, right, to become a priest.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not to hijack that, but I know a married priest, so we could bring on the married priest and another priest.
And have him fight.
Have him fight.
Anglican ordinariate?
He's an ordinariate priest.
I would really love to have an ordinariate priest on here. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I like them a lot, actually. Yeah,
he's a good friend.
Yeah, cool. Well, yeah, let's do that. Let's make that happen. Mackenzie, what you got? Mackenzie and your stoic silence over there. Now, this is what Mackenzie does. You've done this for 100 episodes now where you're very quiet. You're over there. And then all of a sudden, you just... Beautiful words of wisdom just spill from your lips.
Usually what not. You got? I can't really think of anything. Well, my first thought would have been the contraception stuff.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, plan B. I know that plan B is very, like, some people don't... Yeah. Know that it's like an abortifacient, and so that can get like, yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. I just think that we, as Catholics, instead of what we do typically, which is do this sort of, well, like sort of around the edges, like, well, the church teaches this, but you know, we got to temper by mercy. I'm just not comfortable. I just want to talk about the teachings of the church and be upfront about them, regardless of what people feel about them, right? We don't need to pull punches, right? One thing that I say a lot is that, you know, the fullness of the truth is found in the Catholic Church, which means if you're not Catholic, that doesn't make you stupid or evil, but it makes you wrong. And we can talk about the teachings of the church that you're wrong about, right? And it doesn't sound, it sounds mean when I say that, but that's what everyone believes about whatever belief system they have, or else you wouldn't believe it, right? Exactly. If you think X and I think not X, and you think I'm wrong by virtue of your belief in it.
Gaston is not the hero.
Yeah, right? See, that's a great example of how you're wrong. And there, yeah, we all do that to an extent. And I think it's just sort of the Western world, America in particular, right? And this sort of relativistic, live your truth nonsense that is, if nothing else, it's just really lame. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to suggest we, to a major segue.
Oh, yeah.
We have popsicle sticks that were prepared, and I thought it would just be fun.
Is it that little one where there's only two of them?
I think so.
Oh, there's three. Are there three?
Not this one.
All right, good. We all get one.
I also have one.
Yeah, we have been getting a lot of complaints about the lack of popsicle sticks.
Yeah.
Controversial.
And these were special made for the 100th episode, so I was just trying to... awkwardly segue because I went to the Yale School of
Seminary. Oh, that's basically a community college. Yeah. Yale School of Segways is the Harvard School of Segways. What like a mocha frappuccino is to a cup of black coffee while sitting on an open range on a horse. That's
I see. Okay.
That wasn't a really good analogy. All right. We're going to start with Mackenzie because she's...
Yeah, I don't really like my question.
Nobody cares, Mackenzie.
Can I switch?
Nope. Sorry. Good luck. Amy might be small, but she's vicious. I would not try to take that from her.
Okay. Name 5 words to describe honest to God.
This is nerve-wracking. Go.
I can't think. I would say humorous.
Aww. That's one.
That's all I got.
You're 20% of the way there. No, I always fight against the radio silence. We're just going to sit. You want to hear what 5 seconds of dead air sounds like? It's not pretty, Mackenzie. Come on. You can do it.
Humorous. Religious.
Okay. Radio. Airwaves. Humans.
Controversial.
Yeah. All right, Annie, what you got?
What's your favorite Honest to God episode and why? Mine was way easier than Kenzie's.
Yeah, yours was good.
My favorite Honest to God episode that I was ever on.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Saints episode.
No.
Okay, what is it?
The Bachelorette episode. That episode was so funny.
Yes.
I loved that episode because it was supposed to be my roommates and I, we all had watched The Bachelorette. Don't watch it. Just to let you know, don't do that. I regret it. Anyways,
it was so much fun.
But we all watched it together and we were like, wow, this is a bad example of love. But it was supposed to be Kenzie, Madeline, Grace, and me because we were all roommates mm-hmm. that year. And then Kenzie got sick and couldn't be on it. And so Dan came in and Dan, who had never seen The Bachelorette, was on that episode. And it was just the funniest episode. Like, I think I've listened to that like 3 times. Like, sometimes I just listen to that because I think it's so funny.
That's awesome. Yeah, actually, my question segues really, really well from that. This will not be an awkward segue. Okay. Is there a topic you would like Honest to God to do? And the answer is not more Bachelorette, but it is, I mentioned this earlier in the show, I think more of those sort of like honing in. I like being very specific. I would love to say, take a television show, take a movie, take mm-hmm. an artist, take something and really dig into it. And it can be anything. It can be something totally secular and pop culture-y. It can be something that's just sort of in our cultural zeitgeist. It can be political, whatever it is, right? And look at it and examine it in regards to understanding of truth as Catholics. I would do an episode on SpongeBob SquarePants. I would love that. I would do any. I don't know much about SpongeBob SquarePants, but I bet it'd be a great. It would be a great show. I just think that we can move into that and lean on it. That being said, I'm sorry. Yes, producer Julian, I definitely want you to. But this is a good segue for mine. If you have any topics that you really want us to get into, please leave those in the comment sections. We do read those. If you want to be on the show, please check that out. You'll see it in the show notes. Shoot us an email. Everybody on this show is on this show because they wanted to be on this show. We've had well over 100 guests at this point, and we would love to have you on probably. So let us know if you'd like to be on. What you got, Julian?
So mine was directed towards me from our corporate overlords. It says, how can someone get involved with Honest to God? And what volunteers are the podcast looking for? This is very special to me because this is a great way to really tap into the servant heart that we all have. And some of us really, we close it off or we ignore it. We're trying to figure out life, but it's important to serve. It really can open up your way to love. We are, I've echoed it before, so I'm going to say it again. We are looking for media ministers because we are a ministry here at Honest to God. And we will train you. I'm training John Henry at times, and I am.
What am I doing?
Well, you did it well just now.
Thank you.
Comment down below.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I've grown.
All part of the training. So if you would like to join, call or text us at 770-663-8007. And we're looking for a production crew, which can be on-air producers like myself. We're looking for show notes guys, so you could be the show notes Benny for a show. Post-production, we need editing, so it's not just what happens here. There's a lot that happens beyond right now. Social media crew, YouTube, as well as a merch crew.
I love that. I am so excited. Literally on air like 30 minutes ago is when I found out that merch was going to happen. I want merch to happen so bad.
We're excited.
I have one t-shirt that producer Ben made. That was pretty killer. All right, ladies, we are we're almost 2/3 of the way done with our 100th episode of Honest to God, brought to you, produced by AM 1160 The Quest, Atlantis Catholic Radio. We're gonna roll over after a real quick conversation about the most controversial hot take that show notes Benny has. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're not back. Well, no, I'm sorry. We just had Shuno's Benny, I think, for a second on. So picking up right where we left off with two brand new guests. We got Nini, who I'm pretty sure has been on here before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got producer Julian, who's on this side of the camera now, which is really exciting.
It's great.
And then, as sad as I am to say it, probably for the last time, we got producer Ben back there, tickling keys.
Right here.
It's good to see you, man. You make that chair look good.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. All right, guys. So this is our last little bit, sort of our last segment of our last episode. I'm sorry, of our 100th episode of Honest to God, brought to you by AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic radio. And there's a lot of stuff that I want to dig into, but I want to start with Nini because you're a veteran. We haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been?
I actually got promoted at work. Heck so yeah. After I graduated, they moved me to a different location over in Roswell. And then I worked my way up to help with recruiting. So now I recruit for not only my location, but for all 8 locations. I've been a little busy getting trained doing that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, welcome back. We're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Your life going well? Everything going okay in Nini land?
In Nini land, La La Land.
Yeah, and I know we got to talk fast because I heard something about you got to get off to some Korean barbecue here in a little bit.
I got to be out of here within like an hour so I can go get some Korean barbecue with the family.
Heck yeah.
I'm hungry.
Well, you know the old saying, there's nothing better leading into Korean barbecue than being on AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic radio, Honest to God.
That is a common saying,
Heard that.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, right? and we got producer Julian. Julian, I want to hone in on you a little bit. And actually, believe it or not, I do. I want to spend the last little bit of the show diving into some popsicle sticks because people want them, apparently.
Yeah, we should.
But can you talk a little bit sort of about how we got you behind that? Behind the keyboard back there.
Sure. I grew up doing some media type stuff, some tech stuff. My first ever media tech experience was working for the church. I said, hey, can I mix the audio for mass in a more secular contemporary mass, which I'm now not entirely a big fan of, but it's not liturgically incorrect. But that was my first experience with media, and I was 14 when I did that. So this has been a kind of just a 20 year in the making. I majored in media and entertainment for my undergrad and have traveled around the world mixing audio and doing various.
But how did you end up behind our audio board?
Okay.
Or soundboard?
Yeah, sure. So as Ben's production company was growing, we were kind of like, hey, what's going on? And I said, well, I know how to do most of the stuff and I think I could figure out a couple of the things. And our corporate overlords said, if you can do it, let's do it. And
sometimes they get it right, corporate overlords.
They do, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm there now, but we are, of course, looking for more people to take over the on-air producing. And please reach out.
Awesome.
Because I don't hate doing it, but I would love to train somebody else to do it.
Yeah, dude. I love having you back there. Seriously, it's been a joy. We've known each other for a long time. And I'm
long time.
Finally getting to do this.
Yeah.
So I guess to both of you guys, I'm curious. I want to hear both your thoughts. Where is a recurring question for the previous guests? Where do we go from here? What do we do? What does Honest to God do next? What are some things we need to dig into? Anything like sort of small picture from different topics to big picture, you know, branching off in different directions? You know, what does the show look like at episode 200? What are your thoughts? What would you like to see?
Have we ever done an episode to where like our followers or viewers would like send us questions and we do like an episode off of that?
We've done them with the Ask Father Anything episodes before, which is something I really want to do more of, is the Ask Father Anything. But I love the idea of user submitted questions.
Yeah.
We've picked a lot of topics from users, right? Mm-hmm. Who shoot us emails or leave comments, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool if we did kind of like that. Like we pick a topic from what like viewers are wanting to hear and then have them submit questions as well. So we can answer questions at the end of it. I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah. I dig that.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Sure. My role has kind of allowed me to take even a broader look because I'm a little bit above the on-air producer role and I'm trying to help to plan bigger episodes. One of the things I would love to do is go and travel to some of the big Catholic events that happen, maybe the Eucharistic Congress in Atlanta, Steubenville. I know that we had a presence there last year, but we didn't record. So I would love to record at some of those major Catholic events that happen and maybe even grab some people out of the crowd and say, hey, have you heard of us? This is what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, Eucharistic Congress would be great. I really like that. And that's more, there's a lot of adults there, right? I think we run into a lot of the age restriction stuff per the policy of.
Right.
Yeah, but I would really like to do that. I'd love to go to SEEK too.
SEEK.
That would be awesome. That would be really awesome. Mm-hmm. No, and I really want to pick up with more conversion stories. I think those conversion stories, those one-on-ones, we can get a lot deeper usually. The longer form would be awesome, but more conversion stories, just the intimacy of that and how you can really dig. I think we just released the Sam Harris one recently that was fantastic.
John Harris.
Josh. Sam Harris.
Josh.
Josh. Oh, Sam Harris is the guy.
Is the atheist,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's speaking of atheists, I mean, we kind of touched on it a little bit, fallen Catholics, but I would love to get an atheist on here and just kind of really debate, you know, the difference of, hey, why do you believe what you believe? And I've asked atheists, hey, come on our show, defend yourself. Haven't got any bites yet.
Well, and the reality is, I mean, aside from some gentle ribbing, right? We're not gonna ambush anybody and all of a sudden be awful to them, right? We can have a real discussion. It doesn't have to be a formal, you know, debate where everybody gets a certain amount of time and all of that. I would love to have differing point of views, right? This is a Catholic show. We're going to stay a Catholic show no matter what, right? That's why we're here. But that doesn't mean that we have to only have Catholics on air. And I would love to kind of talk and share and do all that stuff.
Yeah. I agree.
Any other sort of big picture thoughts here after 100 episodes? Best memories, anything? I'd love to hear, but I really do want to get into these popsicle sticks. Sure. So I wanted to open it up.
I think my favorite is going to be like the first episode I was on. I was like finding Mr. Right.
That was such a great episode.
And honestly, because now I'm back in like the dating world. Mm-hmm. And so when a guy's like, what are you looking for? I actually sent him that video.
No, you don't.
I do.
That's awesome.
Because like my views really haven't changed about like what I'm looking for in a guy. It's got a little bit more like more firm and what I want.
Right.
So I literally just send them that. And I think they're just like, I love that. I'm like, okay, great. This is like, are you in, you out? They're like, let me think about it. I'm like, you're out. Goodbye.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. You heard it here, ladies. Just go ahead and keep that episode saved in your phone and then send it to randos who ask for your number.
Yeah.
yeah. In fact, send us your number. We'll embed it somewhere in the video. So he has to watch the whole thing before he gets your number and gives you a call.
Yeah.
That's cool. That really was a fun episode.
And
I think it was, now it's one of our top three episodes, if I'm not mistaken.
You just wanted me to say that the top episode is your conversion story. It was excellent.
That's one of my fondest memories. And actually now EWTN reached out and they want to kind of further it, which I will be mentioning Honest to God. So it's kind of echo a little bit more.
Slay indeed. So
that'll be about a year in the making if they said it, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's super cool.
But if you have a conversion story, that's another thing that you could share. Yeah. We've brought up, you know, being on the production crew, but if you want to be a panelist, reach out to that number also. I know that producer Ben has it behind him, so he could echo it right now. And I'm just calling out to producer Ben.
The number is 770-663-8007 if you're interested.
Man, what are we going to do without that buttery voice over there off camera? That's cool.
Going to have to butter up another one.
Did the ladybug fly off your glasses?
It did, sadly. Oh. It had to go. It had a dinner arrangement.
Rejection after rejection.
It's on your headphone cord.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. Now it's on your headphones. Right now
it's on your headphones.
Oh, you're left here.
Oh, okay. It's still with me.
That's
good.
Not in my peripheral vision.
So we have a few minutes left. Do y'all want to just crank through popsicle sticks?
Yeah.
Five minutes or so. Just reach in there, grab whatever you got. I'll start with this one. Okay. Which, no, that one's lame. That one's lame. You can also swap. I just decided because I don't want mine.
This one's cool. I'll take
all right, here's a fun one, and I like, I'm an only child. I like to talk about myself. What makes you unique? What are you really good at? I am. This is recent in my life. Really involved in outdoors, which I think I've talked about before. I'm a big time hunter and all this stuff. But what I really enjoy, and I've gotten increasingly good at recently, is fur trapping, which is sort of a random thing to be into and to get good at, like old school, like what you picture the French fur trappers out there. And it's done for depredation, right? It's done for the sake of people's livestock, not getting eaten by coyotes. We hit them really hard right now to try to knock down the coyote population when all the baby deer are starting to be born and the turkey poults are hatching and all of that stuff. And it's really fun. It's something we do with my kids. My daughter is a really good seamstress, and she wore the dress she wore today to mass. She made with a sewing machine, and you would not be able to tell. It looks fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And she wants to do some winter dresses. And I said, girl, I will get you the fur and you can make yourself some fur cuffs and fur collars. I really enjoy that. That's a weird, unique, different thing.
It's fun.
So yeah, that's what I got. What you guys got?
I have, what talent would you like to have and what talent are you most thankful for? So mm-hmm. I think talents you can kind of like develop. If it's something you're interested in, you can develop it. So I've really been into cooking lately. And I made my first lasagna last night. Ooh, and my mom doesn't like lasagna. Every time I've seen how she eats it, it's too cheesy.
Right.
She liked my lasagna.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, nobody doesn't like lasagna. You can think it's fine.
My mom doesn't like it. She straight up said it's too cheesy all the time whenever she eats it. But with mine, she was like, it's really good. So that's a talent that I like to have and develop more.
Yeah.
Talent that I'm most thankful for is I can talk to a wall.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I'm talkative. I'm a little chatty Cathy.
I'll do it. I would do an honest to God where we just had empty chairs one day. That'd be fine. I could do that.
We need to do a pets one.
We've been talking about honest to God for dogs for
I think we need
over
to
a year
it.
Now.
Yeah.
They keep shooting it down in our corporate overlords.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like they don't think there's a market for long periods of silence while you slowly push in on a dog's face and I talk in the background, which is obviously not true. Yeah. That's really good.
I've got mine is how do you share your faith? This is a bit of a long answer because if you think of any job that you have, there's probably going to be the cool aspect of your job, which is about that much, probably 5% maybe is the cool part of your job.
Unless the other, you work for the Quest.
Unless you work for the Quest. That's right. Or if you volunteer for Honest to God, then you get to see the cool aspects all the time. But there's a 95% kind of, I think, development that that goes into your job. And that is also the same for faith. So that means going to the sacraments, attending daily mass, attending confession regularly, so that when you are in the public eye, whether you're at work, whether you're with friends, whether you're at the grocery store, you can be kind. So if you have a crucifix or if you have clothing that references the faith, you can do that. While you're at work, pray before a meal, make the sign of the cross. That will inspire, that'll spark a question. Hey, what, you're Catholic? What, why'd you do the sign of the cross? So that's how I share my faith. I don't really go in like, hey, you should be Catholic and here's why. But if somebody opens the door, yeah, I'm sorry, because I go all in.
Yeah, no, I also am guilty of that. I think I've said this before on the show. Some of my I'm guilty in a good way. I mean, some of my best conversations I've ever had about the faith were in bars, right? And just hanging like on a smoke break in front of something. Yeah. So I'm all about that. Yeah. I don't know, guys. We're right at the end of our 100th episode. Does anybody have any parting thoughts for all of our international audience, ranging from India to Australia to random places that are ill-defined in Europe? I don't know. Any last parting thoughts? Anything?
Parting thoughts. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe.
Always the parting thought.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Always the parting thought. All right. Awesome. You got anything else, Ben? You got any last moments? Last time on the air?
Tickling keys.
Last time.
Gaston's the hero of Beauty and the Beast.
Well, we won't talk about that.
Yeah, Scar wasn't that bad of a leader. There's no way that he was that bad that all the rain stopped falling like it shows in the movie. All right, no, but just in all honesty here on the end of our 100th episode, it has been a pleasure. I've so enjoyed it. You guys, Nini, you're going to be standing for all of our guests. Well, I just thank you, right? Thank you for everything that you've done. Yeah. Thank you for taking the time to come and be on the show. And like we've said 100 times this episode, this is a ministry, and it has been a joy. It's been an honor for me to get to do the show for the last 100 episodes. Producer Julian, producer Ben, thank you guys for everything you've done. And most importantly, not to throw shade at anybody who's in the studio right now, just to all of our listeners, thank you so much. Like, thank you for being a part of this. And we literally, it sounds cliche, but it's true. We literally could not do this without you. So thank you for everything that you've done. Couldn't be happier to be here. So for the last time, producer Ben, this has been Honest to God, brought to you by AM 1160 The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. I think that's all we have time for today. It's been a pleasure. Producer Ben,
signing off.
Over and out.